Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the Word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is February the 20th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Numbers, chapters 34 to 36. Live within the boundary that God has set for you. We read in Numbers, chapter 34, verses 1 to 3, verses 6, 7, 10, and 12 like this. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel and say to them, When you come into the land of Canaan, and this is the land that shall fall to you as an inheritance, the land of Canaan to its boundaries, your southern border shall be from the wilderness of Zin along the border of Edom. As for the western border, you shall have the great sea for a border, and this shall be your northern border. From the great sea, you shall mark out your border line to Mount Hor. You shall mark out your eastern border from Hazar Enan to Shechem. This shall be your land and its surrounding boundaries. After commanding the Israelites to dispossess the inhabitants of Canaan and possess their land, the remaining chapters in the book of Numbers deal with setting the boundaries for Israel's occupation, the subsequent division of the land property, the allotment of the land property to the tribes, and finally, the inheritance of the promised land. The above passage fixes the boundaries of the promised land that the Israelites would inherit hereafter. And we see that God's promise to Abraham back in Genesis chapter 15 verse 18 was finally in the beginning stages of its fulfillment. We read in Exodus chapter 23 verse 31 like this, And I will set your bounds from the Red Sea to the sea, Philistia, and from the desert to the river. For I will deliver the inhabitants of the land into your hand, and you shall drive them out before you. We are now seeing the detailed display of the grandeur of the land that God was about to give to his own people. Directed by the Lord, Moses mapped out that land by regions, carefully delineating the southern, western, northern, and eastern borders. Within this area, the 9.5 western tribes would find their place, since the 2.5 tribes had already been promised the land east of the Jordan. Let us note that this was the ideal description of Israel's border that was never ever fully realized. In fact, the Philistines would always occupy the coastal areas that were within the boundary God had assigned to the Israelites. Let us remember that God has assigned certain boundaries for our lives as well, whether it is our family, our marriage, our church, and our community of faith. They are all important demarcations that God does not want us to cross over. For if and when we do that, we are susceptible to the attacks of Satan in our lives. Just like it is safe for the herd to be together for safety from the prowling lions, we also need the safety of the boundary that God has set for us to escape the attacks of the adversary, who, in the words of Peter in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8 says, who walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. God assigned the tribes their inheritance and set their boundaries according to his predetermined will and purpose. We too must accept what God assigns to us and not complain or covet what others possess. When we are tempted to complain about what God has assigned to us, remember that we can receive nothing unless it has been given to us from heaven. Through faith in Christ, we can live within the boundary that God has set for us. As we read the words of Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 to 13 like this, Not that I speak in regard of need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.